You know, they try to say that our traditional gospel music is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, if you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine! Oh! Tell him, shine on me. I'm gonna sit down in a minute. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. Help me say, come on.
God bless you, peoples of God. Good morning. We just thank God for each and every one of you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We just give God the glory for all our partners and listeners all over the world. We just thank God for you all. Amen. Are you keeping on? Keeping on. I'm telling you what, that I am keeping on, keeping on. I am blessed and highly favored. I know that it's somebody out there could really testify that this morning and could really truly say that you are blessed and highly favored. Our families and friends all over the world, I know that you could come with the same concept, that you are blessed and highly favored. We thank God for our partners and listeners that tuned in with us to rock the house with us. We thank God for Canada. What's up? You always showing in right on time. You always, my God, thanking us for your being your social media church family. Amen. And we give God the glory. South Africa, it's good to see you in the house, my God, to support your brothers and sisters here in the United States of America. Amen. Thank God for our brothers and sisters showing us some international love. Fiji, I see you. We know you up in the house. We thank God also for our brothers and sisters don't tune in. What's up, Norway? What's up, United Kingdom? We thank God for each and every one of you and all the ones that we did not say and also popping in right now. And we also give our Lord God the glory for our brothers sisters right here in the United States of America. Amen. God is good all the time. God is what? Somebody about to help me out this morning. He is good. Amen. We just thank God for what he is doing, how he is blessing our life, where he's taking us to. Amen. And where God is, my God is taking you. Amen. And I truly believe if you keep holding on and keep on keeping on, God is going to see you through. And we just give God the glory and the praise. Amen. Because he is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. We just thank God this morning, for God is good. Saints of God, we just give God the glory. I just want to give you this short announcement. Amen. Because we already know when things get going, we get going. I get totally forget, and I go on left field, right field, any field. My God, and I'm my God, and we just be all over the place. Amen. Listen, my God, if you're in Georgia area, I want you to come and be a part with us tomorrow. Amen. As we do this soft opening, as the prophecy been fulfilled, what thus says God. I want you to come in and just come and be a part, amen, for what God is doing and God is moving. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what time or what season it is, my God, in the world, God always has the last say so. Always remember that. Always remember that God has the last say so. Amen. Do God have the last say so in your life, or somebody else has the last say so in your life? I take a minute and let you get some coffee. Amen. Get your coffee break, and we'll come back with that later on. Amen. But nevertheless, we thank God. Listen, even right now, we are bringing this broadcast live from the restaurant. Amen. That God done bless us with. Amen. Because we got a job to do. One of our attendants is supposed to be here right now. We don't know where she at, but we'll thank God that she logged on, that you're going to do a prayer. Yeah, Pastor called you out, because 7 o'clock is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But family and friends, you know we got to keep it on, because God is good and his mercy endures for what? Somebody about to talk to me forever and whatever and ever and ever. Amen. My God, songwriters say Jesus is on the main line. Somebody about to tell him, you know, what you want. I got a question. Who you been talking to? Don't get me started. Amen. Let me go ahead on right now and bring forth our prayer of the hour. God bless you. Minister Shaquita, too late now. You might well pray out the door. Daughter should have been here. Amen. If your phone moves, unmute it. We got a praise.
Sorry for being tardy for the party. I'm so sorry. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. We thank you for your promises to guide me, Lord, and to teach me, oh Lord. Let your truth impact my heart, oh God, and my mind. Oh Lord, you are our Savior, oh Lord. You are our rescuer. You are our Redeemer. You alone, are the one who restores and renew our spirit. Bring the blessings and the meanings of life to us, oh God. You are the one who bless us, oh Lord. May our heart overflow with thanksgiving to you, O Lord. You are the one with your hand in our life, O Lord. I will put my hope into you all day, today, O Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Thank
all
God
day long,
for,
Lord,
amen,
remind me by your Holy Spirit to look to you, O God. Guide me, Lord. Call me into your quiet presence, Lord, to think on you, Lord, your truth, and may I be not distracted, Lord. This is the oxygen of my soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You give me hope and help and your peace, Lord, that I need today. Thank you, Lord, that you will never cease to call me to yourself, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Help me to respond afresh, oh Lord. Help me to be present in your spirit, oh Lord. Help me to be present in prosperity, oh Lord. Help me to be present in truth, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, oh Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, this day, oh God. Help me, Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. In your name, Jesus Christ, this day we pray in your strong name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Shaquita giving us that prayer. Amen. Saints of God, what I want you to do right now, I want you to take a minute and give God his praise. I want you to take a minute and just bless his holy name, because at the end of the day, many of us could testify that if it have not been for the Lord on our side, we will not know where we will be. Regardless of how many of you on this morning, regardless of where you at internationally, where you at all over the world, I dare you to just take a few minutes and just thank him and declare and decree that it is so. because if it have not been for his covering, if it have not been for him making a way out of no way, at the end of the day, we will not know where, my God Almighty, we will be. So I just want to take the minute and just declare it and decree it in the atmosphere and prophesy to you in your life that it is so. And what is so is what God said about you, not what your neighbors, not what your friends, not what your haters, matter of fact, not even much the negativity that you probably speak over yourself in the midst of a mind battle. But we want to just tell God, thank him. Amen. And we just declare it in the decree this morning. Amen. Sometimes we could get into a place of forgetfulness and a place, my God, to where we don't allow the things of the world to overtake us, things of our cares to overtake us, the things, my God, that we are dealing with day by day to overtake us. I dare you to speak it in your home or where you at, on your job, in your car, or wherever you at, and just thank him and give God the glory. Because trust me, if God, my God, if you ever walk away from up under his care, up under his hand, amen, you thought your situation was bad now, amen, you're going to realize that your situation was bad, wasn't bad. God was just scratching. He was just pulling. He was just doing a new work inside of you to take you into a new place within him, amen. So let's go ahead and take him and thank him, because I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. It is so. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank him for what he is doing. We give him the praise, give him the glory, because he is worthy to be praised. I declare it and decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, that you're going to walk in the blessings, you're going to walk in the promise of God, and you are not going to settle for yesterday talk, for yesterday turns, for yesterday what it got to offer you. Today is a new day, and what's to come going to be greater, but you got to prophesize that. Command your morning this morning and begin to declare it and to decree it. I could care less where you at in the world, South Africa, Canada, Asia. It doesn't matter where you at, because the same God that we serve here in the United States of America right about now, right about 7 Eastern Standard Time, is the same God that he's going to do the same thing for you. Amen. I just tell you and encourage you, you just keep pressing on no matter what. We're going to keep on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. Keeping on, keeping on. Listen, First Lady ain't with me just right about now. Amen. I go ahead and go a little too far right now. Amen. But we just thank God for what he is doing, and we just give God the praise and bless his holy name. Listen, we've been dealing with some couple of topics, my God, for all week, and we just got to understand, and let's try to put everything together this week as we have an executive meeting in the spirit. Understand that's the number one place that I dwell first before I even start any day. Amen. Because at the end of the day, if God is not leading and guiding you, and you're not putting himself first, if you're not putting him first, somebody else leading and guiding you. And sometimes what be leading and guiding people sometimes is our feelings and our emotions. Amen. And a lot of decisions and a lot of things we get up, and my God, get caught up in is be our decisions and our emotions. Amen. If you don't allow God to lead you at the beginning of your day, trust me, something is going to lead you. We got to understand that it's something that is a leader in life, and it's something going to always lead your life, even if it's just you leading your own life. Amen. That's a lot of times people will find themselves constantly in trouble, constantly in frustration, constantly into a place of distress. Amen. Because when you exhausted everything that you know how to do, amen, and exhausted all your ability, now you're frustrated because you don't know what to do. That's because you've been leading yourself. Amen. A lot of times people allow other people to lead them by their influence. Amen. Listen, I don't mind people leading me about their influence, but your influence got to line up with something. Amen. This is where you got to be understanding. You have to be a leader in your own life. Don't allow in and everybody to lead you. Amen. Because at the end of the day, talk is cheap, but you got to show me what you're working with. Don't talk the talk. And if you cannot walk the walk, amen, and you cannot allow the gift of gab begin to lead you or influence you. This is where relationships begin to be hurt. Relationships begin to be damaged. This is where people begin to be upset with other people. Amen. Because why? I believe what they say. How many times we heard that? Well, they said it. I believe it. When the first time you could look at them and say they were truthful about something? Amen. My God Almighty, sometimes you were like, well, I loaned them the $5, but they paid me the $5 back. Baby, let me tell you something. If you got to keep loaning somebody something, you best believe they ain't going to have it, my God Almighty. Sooner or later, they ain't going to have it to pay you back, because you best believe if you got to loan them this, they're going to need to be loaned that, and next thing you know, they got to start managing their loans account. What do you mean? They'll start managing, well, I hit them this week. I don't want to hit them again. Amen. I don't hit them this month. I don't want to hit them again. Amen. Well, I ain't hit them in a while. Let me go and hit them now. Amen. So now you become, my God Almighty, somebody else bank or somebody else saving account. And now when they don't do right by the obligation or breach the contract that they really didn't know they really have or had to own up to, because income tax season didn't come fast enough and you still waiting on that lawsuit money to come down the pipeline to pay you back. As I'm talking to somebody, come on somebody, where my South Africa brothers at? Amen. Just say hallelujah. That's all good with me. Amen. So we got to understand that different things in our life to lead. I ready to use the word of God to lead and guide me. Amen. And if you don't have the word of God, that's why it's very important to have the word of God. It's nothing wrong to where I can look at somebody's life walk, amen, and be able to be inspired about it. But their walk is not my walk. I got my own walk. And I declare and decree for a side note that you will find your own walk in life. You would find your own walk, my God Almighty, in the kingdom of God. Amen. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we've been established different things. The first thing we've been established is about faith. Amen. One of the things about faith that we established, that how in the world you're going to have faith into something where you don't even have faith in your own ability. Amen. It's something wrong with that. I got faith in God. Well, I tell you what, my God Almighty, I love how Jesus put that scripture. How can you say you love me, but you don't even love the person that you see every day? Amen. How can you say you believe in me, that you don't even believe that man in the mirror? I took that from Michael Jackson. Y'all heard me? Amen. How can you say that? Amen. So many people, my God Almighty, don't got the wrong context and the wrong, my God Almighty, the wrong context and the wrong, my God, I know what else I, you know, wrong context of it. Let's go along with that. Amen. About faith in their life. We think faith is, well, God going to give me this new house. I wish you would put your greasy hands on a house that I don't work hard for. I'm trying to support my family for. I'm trying to make a sale. That's how I pay my bill. And you want to put your freebie hands on my stuff and say, it's mine. My God. Same thing with a car. Amen. My God, you got to understand, if you got faith that God going to give you something, you have faith in the ability that God gave you. One of the ability, where we going at here? Where we going? We have faith in ability that God has inside of you. One of the ability that God had inside, have inside of you, number one, the ability to get the wealth. Amen. We got to stop as saints of God, always looking for something free. Favor, my God Almighty, is not free. Somebody paid for favor. Amen. Let me tell you who paid for favor. It was you paid through favor, because all the persecution that we're going to wrap up later on, all the backstabbing, all the people that don't put you down, all the sleepless nights, all the nights that where you're ready to throw in the towel, but you didn't. All the times, my God Almighty, you're ready to give up, walk away, backslide, go back and do your normal thing. My God, your slide gets so good, you'll put James Brown, my God Almighty, back to rest again. Amen. Somebody about to holler at me. Amen. I'm talking about you, the one that paid for favor. My God, favor wasn't cheap. Amen. You paid it through your life. You paid it through sleeping on park benches. You paid it through sleeping in your cars. You paid it through, I don't know how I'm going to eat, what we're going to do, how this money going to come. God, I just been laid off from my job. But guess what? You're still in the number and keep on pressing with the Lord. So you're the one that paid for favor. Don't get it twisted, amen, that folks thinking that it wasn't a price to be paid. It was a price to be paid, amen. But you paid for. I didn't pay for that. I had to prove to God that I will not leave him or forsaking, my God, forsaking the kingdom of God. I had to prove to God that I am, my God Almighty, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable upon him. And somebody talking back to me this morning. So it's a price to be paid with everything, and understand that the ability lies in who? It lies in you. Amen. It lies also in you. So therefore, it moves us up into 1 Peter, the second chapter, beginning, my God Almighty, at the second chapter, and we done went through, my God, right about the sixth verse. I think that's where we started. Then we went through, my God, the eighth verse, and we jumped down to the 12th verse, amen. Then I think I went into the 15th verse, amen. We was all up in 1 Peter, amen. And 1 Peter done established something with us. It done established, amen, that I don't have to worry about my haters. Y'all about to hear me up in here. All I have to prove myself is to what? Is to God. Amen. Don't you, my God, give up the things that you don't. It's just like you don't work a hard day's of work. Amen. You don't work on these folks' job. They don't talk about you. These folks don't backbite you. They are backstabbing you. These folks, then you got to deal with the other hater that wants your job and trying to undermine you. Amen. You've been doing good for about 5 years, but here comes this other hater. Amen. They see something and see an opportunity. So that they want their good, to let their good work show for themselves. They want to allow their good backstabbing. They want to allow their good betrayal to show for themselves. Now you don't work all over this thing, and now here come your paycheck, and your paycheck done came. Instead of you enjoying the fruits of your labor, you just gave all your paycheck to somebody. You gave it to that hater. I'm just going to call it like it is. You don't gave it to that hater. Amen. So in other words, why in the world that you don't labor hard, you don't walk hard, you don't went through the trials, you still holding on with God, you still, my God Almighty, thriving with God? Why in the world that you gonna allow a hater to mess you up from the place that you are with who? With the Lord. Somebody about to talk to me this morning. Call the fireman. He up the road. We're gonna throw some water on this building. Amen. Why in the world? That's why I tell folks, you must don't, my God, cherish what God did for you. You must not think for what God done brought you through. You must not, my God, a blessing for how God done brought you through, where God done brought you from. Because when I look around and see what God done did in my life, baby, I don't have time for the naysayer, because the naysayers don't have to answer to me. They answer to God. And that's the thing. Stop allowing people answer to you. They don't have to give you no explanation why they feel about you. Amen. I tell you what, if it's something negative, let that negative be a lie. Amen. Let that explanation be a lie. Don't let somebody's opinion about you be the truth and you just don't agree with it because you're still in denial about yourself. That's a whole nother sermon. Let me get out of that. Amen. So you still in denial. So we have to understand that the ability, that the things that God has for us, it is determined on our own life. It's determined on ourselves. Amen. The ability that God has for you, it is determined with who? My God, on you, in the name of Jesus. Where you at, evangelist? We're going to break this thing down a little bit, because you got to understand, saints of God, that leadership dwells inside of you. God is trying to develop that leader inside of you. Amen. And he ain't trying to get you, my God Almighty, to depend on somebody else's leadership. Amen. But that leader inside of you is the one. Listen, I tell them all quick, I'm not at your house. I'm not walking at you on your floor. I'm not in your background. I'm not up doing your sleepless night. I'm not in none of that nonsense. Amen. I'm already home with my family. I'm already making moves in my own life, because I bleed like you bleed. I got to put on my pants one leg at a time like you got to do. I got to throw on my shirt the same way. Amen. So we all are the same or equal in God's eye. Well, my God, come on, evangelist. Help me out in here. Blessed be to God. If your phone on mute, go ahead and take it off of mute.
Everything that we spoke about this week, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm here, Apostle. I'm listening. I'm here with you in spirit and truth as well. Everything that we spoke about this week is to put us in a place where we realize that if God is on our side, who can be against us? If you're leaning on God and not on man, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters because it is established that the only way that you are going to be successful is if God is on your side, if God is your guide, if he's your leader. Everything else does not matter. Like Apostle Temple says, the favor of the Lord is the favor from the fruit, from the things that we have done and went through in our life. He's just stretching us. And I want to sit and tell somebody today, it's an honor. It is an honor when you are in a place where daggers are being thrown at you. It is an honor in a place when people are talking about you. It's an honor when you sitting and you being stretched, because that means that God has some trust in you. That means that God has faith in you. That means that God believes in you, and he's ready to put more on your plate. He's ready to answer some of the prayers that you, some of the petitions that you have thrown out there. It is an honor. It's just, how do we deal with it? See, in the natural, we deal with it because we want to go back to our old man, our old carnal man, and pull out switchblades and cuss the person out and do the neck roll on them. But when you become in Christ, And start doing the things, picking up his characteristics, picking up that love, that peace, that joy, that happiness, you sit back, and most of all, that humility to take you into a place of humble, and you take yourself out of the equation and start looking through God's eyes, then you're able to see exactly what he's doing for you. Now, somebody had to tell me this. See, it's always a learning process. When you sit back and you are in a place of receiving, and you know that the Holy Ghost is living inside of you and is the person that's taking you from one place to the other. When that revelation comes to place, that light bulb shines. And when that light bulb shines, you never want it to diminish. It will never extinguish itself. It's going to keep going over and over and over. And as long as you're in a place with God, you're going to keep getting stretched further and further and further down the line. This is why when the naysayers, the haters, your frenemies, whatever it is, you want to have something to say to you, you sit there like Jesus did on that cross. The word of God say he did not say a word. When he was being persecuted, he did not say a word. You know why? He knew his assignment. He knew what God had already established for him. We need to be in the same place. God established a good plan for us beforehand. We need to be in that before. Remember the word beforehand. Become a word person. Remember that God has already planned your life out for you. And in order for you to get from A to B, you're going to go through some trials and tribulations. You are no different than what Jesus is. We are made in his image. God made, he joined us with him. We are his royal. We are royalty. We are ambassadors. We are going to go through the same thing. Just like the blood goes through different valleys, our blood is going to go through it too. So you might as well get yourself in order and put yourself in a place where you just putting your seatbelts on and you riding the wave. You going up the mountain. Wherever it is, know that God is for you. And if he is for you, nothing that nobody else can do is going to stop it. The key, if he's giving you the key, you need to open the key and walk through the door and trust and believe no man will be able to turn it around. This is a place, this is the time for us to reap the seeds that we have sown. This is it's no time for you to sit and mope and moan and worry about what this person doing and what this person doing. Focus on self. Focus on you getting to the next level, because God is God and only God that's pushing you through. It don't matter what they got going on. If you're sitting and you're the topic, that means you got it going on. That means that God is getting the glorification through you. And that's what needs to be, that's what you and I need to know, where God has us win the race. Continue to move forward. Everything that you're going through, pick up your cross. Let God know I'm going to bear it because I know you're walking with me. I know you carrying me through on the days that is too heavy. I know that you're giving me that extraordinary strength. I know who you are, Father, and I am your child. And I know, Father, that you're not going to leave me nor forsake me. Get into the presence of the God of God and show all the world that you are here to show, to give God the glory of your life, not worrying about what your neighbor got. Back over to you, Apostle.
You got to let your nays be nay and your yes be yes. I'm telling you right now, amen. You got to allow the things of the word of God. You got to allow the things that God leads you and guides you. Amen. And when you let God lead you and guide you, I'm telling you, saints of God, peoples of God, God will lead you and guide you to your connection. But the thing about it is, even to your connection or your next place, amen, you got to be the one that is delivered from the past. This is why so many people, my God, have to understand that most of the, just about everything that goes on in your life has something to do with you. It has something to do with the things that you ain't even delivered from. You still got issues with your personality. It's not your haters is the problem. The haters just bring out, my God, what's already in you. I'm going to say that again. It's not your haters or your enemies are the problem. They just bring in out of you what's already in you. If it's a fighter in you, trust me, it's going to bring it out in you. I know we all has a fighter instinct in us, but some of us, I was early than others. I pause for a second and let you chew on that. Amen. My God Almighty, if you got cussing in you, your haters going to bring out the cusser out of you. Amen. So what's in you is different people that it will come in your life, regardless if you're a hater, if it's your enemy, it's going to bring it out of you. So it gets me when people start blaming on the enemy and blaming on haters and Sister Bobo. So what she don't like you, or so what he don't like you, they don't determine your life. They don't determine your blessed place. They don't determine what God doing for you. I don't have many don't have something to say about pastor over here. Oh, that man, whatever. You know, they got to make up stuff. But at the end of the day, have many. But one thing I could tell them, you don't determine what God is doing in my life. You don't determine my blessed place. I determine that. And I can allow your ignorance or allow the things that you are doing or cursing in your own life, amen, to try to get me unbalanced and unfocused, but I refuse not to. Is there anybody paid a price for something? Do you got something in your life is worth valuable of fighting for? Do you got something in your life is worth valuable of keeping? Do you got something, amen? Let me ask Minister Shaquita. Minister Shaquita, do you got something?
Yes, sir, I got life that I have to live. I have a family. I have a people that attach to me, that blessings that attach to me, that right now I can't give up. So brothers and sisters, no, you can't give up. You got to keep pushing forward and keep moving towards God. Let God know that you love him. Let God know that you want him. Like Papa said before, God's not going to chase you down. God looking for the ones who want it. And God needs the ones that want it. So step forward. Stop being stingy with God. You don't want nobody to be stingy with you. Empty yourself out fully and submit yourself unto God. And he will surely help you walk into your blessed place. The blessings are with God. Only place is the blessings with God. Me, myself, I have fell short. I fell short. I'm not perfect and I never will be. But I perfectly fall perfectly with God. I walk for God and I've submitted myself. I only love God to the fullest of to his ability to help me in my life. Right now, God is the only truth and way. And I know he will lead me to the right people in the right places that will help me further my life, advance my life into the place that it needs to be. And until then, I will walk with God and will continue to walk with God until my last days of this earth. Back to you, Apostle.
Yeah, you're also right. You got to make sure that you are the head of your life. You're the head what God has for you. Amen. So many people, my God Almighty, allow and use other things as a crutch. Amen. It's your faith God is looking at. He ain't looking at somebody else's faith. Amen. And we thank God for sincere people because it's sincere people, my God Almighty, that God will and can grant it a request on their, on their behalf. Many of us will always go back to the story of the story in the Bible when this old sick man, lame man, and the friends had to open up the dog, had to open up the roof and lower him down and all that. And Jesus looked at him and says, because of your faith that he is whole. Well, that's a story in the Bible. Amen. But I could tell you many others that it had to rely on that individual. You got to understand that the best resources or the best credit is who credit? Your credit. Amen. I shared that with you on the other day. Don't you try to depend or spend something on somebody else's credit. My God, they can have the feds looking for them, and now you want to write a check in their name. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Now the feds, my God Almighty, want to know who you are, asking you questions. You tied up into something. All you trying to do is make a purchase off of somebody else's credit. Amen. Don't you go and make a purchase. You do the work and get your credit with God. My God, you do the work and get your thumb, get yourself right with the Lord. Amen. Somebody talk to me this morning. Amen. You do the work. Come on, Sister Shan, help me out with doing that work. Got to talk. You don't answer that. Come on, sister.
Let's go. Talk to me. Let's go.
Okay, I'm nervous. Yes, I declare and decree the works of the Lord. Just working, taking it one day at a time, being precision, for God knows what's best for you. But most of all, just life. Taking it one day at a time, being set, focused and steadfast, being not ready to move, move when God say move, being patient. Most of all, though, I'm just grateful for life because so many people lost their life last night. And just be grateful for life because God give us life. Just to wake up in the morning, just giving us life to breathe, the fresh air, to just another day just to get it right. Just grateful.
Amen. We thank God for life. Absolutely. And that's one of the key points. Be honest with you, that's one of the main things that we need to take in consideration is being thankful and being grateful for what? For life. That's the blessing. If you ever think that your life is not blessed, I want to tell you to what? Just try to take a deep breath when you wake up. Look around you in your right mind. That's the main blessing that we as peoples of God, we as saints of God, we have to realize that God gave us. It's not the cars. It's not the money. It's not the houses. It's just God, thank you for having life. Thank you, amen, for giving me life. And many of you have to understand that the most beautiful gift that God could give you is life, amen. And not only that, not only that he gave us life, he gave us life with something. The Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten Son. Whosoever live in, believe in him shall not die, but have eternal life. That's the life that I'm talking about. It's the life. Now, I'm not talking about life just here on earth, but I'm talking about the life that he gave you, that you shall dwell with him internally. Amen. So we don't die. Our natural body does, but guess what? Our spirit of man just transforms over, or we transition over into the spiritual things with him. So we shall live either way it goes. The man of God said it in the book of Romans. He said, either way, amen. Either way, if I live or if I die, I will be all right. Amen. And I want to let somebody know that this morning. Amen. Thank God for all our listeners and the ones that jumped on this morning. They in training, y'all. They doing pretty good. Amen. Amen. My God, and we just thank God for them as well. Amen. And we're going to get ready to say peace. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Amen. And I hopefully we'll see you all tomorrow. Amen. If you just pop in for 30 seconds, 30 minutes, and just thank God in a blessed place with God. That's something that we got to understand. We have to support. Trust me, it will be, my God, it will be sanitized. It will be CDC approved. It will take everything in a proper perspective. Amen. Because at the end of the day, we are not taking this pandemic, my God, like it's a game or like it's a joke. We are taking it seriously. I just want to let you know that. Amen. But we got to understand that God is still in the blessing business, regardless if we're in the midst of a pandemic. God is still in the healing business, regardless in the midst of the pandemic. Let your direction be led by God. Then once your direction is led by God, regardless if God told you to open up the World Congress Center, regardless if he said this, let your direction be led by God. And once it's led by God, you better believe God is a keeper, but he's a keeper. But still, even though we know God is a keeper, but we still wear our masks. We still have sanitized lotion. We still practicing the distancing. We still lights on our air. Amen. We still doing the same. We still doing the things to keep everybody safe and keep everybody thriving. But we cannot allow a pandemic or whatever that is going on to stop what God want to do in your life. Amen. Because the world is in a panic. I'm not in a panic. I'm in a blessed place. But I always tell people this: as long as you being productive in the things of God and what you're supposed to be doing, God got you. But you want to go and please your flesh and you want to go and do all this other stuff, entertainment, you putting yourself at risk. Amen. At the end of the day, family still got to be provided for. Things still got to make a way out of no way. But long as your steps are truthful and all correct with God, and it will be all right. Amen. Amen. We just thank you, God, once again. I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Elect. Go ahead and close us out with the last word. God bless you, Evangelist. Back to you again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We pray that this week was a very fulfilling week for someone, that someone was able to take the words and apply them in their life. One thing that we want to leave you with, we want to let you know to be on guard at all times, to continue to stand firm in your faith, to be courageous, be strong, and do everything with love. Without love, we're nobody, because God is love. So as we go on through our weekend, just know that God is with us. He never leaves us nor forsake us. He is our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our master. He's our savior. And as long as you are a part of that everything, you are everything. So we leave you with peace. We cordially invite you and some others to attend, to join us on our Sunday morning service. Please log on by 10:45 a.m. If you want to get in, you want to be fed, you want to never thirst anymore, we cordially invite you. We leave you with love. We leave you with peace and happiness. ADM, we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, ready to just commune together and be a part of the prophecy that was fulfilled. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for being that person where your word never comes back void. So we leave you again with peace. Shalom.